I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, March 19th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, following the shooting, allegedly by a lone American soldier, of 16 Afghan civilians last week, the Taliban has announced it's cutting off peace talks. What does this mean for the American strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, we're not certain that these peace talks were necessarily going to go very far. There were a lot of questions about whether the Taliban were just playing for time or not. And it's very possible that they could end up coming back to these talks in Qatar. But certainly all of this discussion about the United States under some pressure to leave more quickly or to put its combat troops back behind barracks and not have them out in the villages must be emboldening the Taliban. After all, Kerry, the Taliban strategy here is to get the United States to leave as quickly as they can. And so they may not have much of an incentive to strike a political deal with the Afghan government of Hamid Karzai if they think that Karzai's protectors are getting ready to hit the exits.
David, what have we learned from this incident about the strain that the American fighting force is under? The suspect, Sergeant Robert Bales, was on his fourth combat tour.
That's right. And, of course, there have been a lot of soldiers who've gone through four tours, and there haven't been incidents like this. But, you know, Kerry, a very senior general said to me a few weeks ago, just before this incident happened, that we're in new territory. We have never asked the men and women of our military to fight for this long in two different theaters, Iraq and Afghanistan, with this kind of repeated tour and the stress that puts on the soldiers and, of course, on their families. And so I'm sure that the defense in the Bales case is going to be about the traumatic brain injuries that he suffered, but also about the stresses of these kinds of tours. And frankly, there isn't a whole lot of a body of research on this issue because the United States has never had this level of persistent conflict like this at this length before.
David, back home, the field for the GOP presidential nomination remains pretty wide. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and even Ron Paul are each holding on. Whatever happened to the old adage that if it's clear you're not going to be the nominee, you get out of the way?
What happened was super PACs. I mean, in the old days, as soon as it was clear you weren't going to be the nominee, you ran out of money. Now you don't necessarily run out of money, and because some of these delegates are chosen on a proportional basis, it means that Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul or anybody else who's got some group of delegates can go all the way to the convention and use those delegates as bargaining chips. So this, again, is new territory. Both the change in the rules and the change in the financing mean that it makes it much harder to clear a field.
What would an open convention look like?
Kerry, we have no idea. There's no one alive who is covering politics in a day-to-day way right now who has ever gone and covered a truly contested presidential convention. Now, an open convention and a contested convention are two slightly different things. In a contested convention, you may go in with no idea who's going to win. In an open convention, it may not be clear that the lead candidate has quite the number of votes to make it over the hump. And so it's not clear whether this will be one of those situations. But frankly, when I talk to friends who've covered politics for a lot longer than I have, what they've all told me is this is a completely different dynamic and they don't know what to expect. The good news is that American conventions have become, over the past few decades, the most boring, the most predictable rah-rah events. We might actually have an interesting one.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.